G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
Well, let's turn our attention to one of those nations on the face of the earth that doesn't get much attention, the nation of Mongolia. Geographically, it sits between China and Russia. It's the size of the state of Queensland, but with a small population, around 3.5 million, and very harsh conditions that the primarily nomadic herdsmen live in. Well, there's some good initiatives that are happening in the nation of Mongolia, and there's an amazing story to tell. Back with us today is the managing director for the organization called Walk Through the Bible. Al Watson is joining us. Hey, Al, welcome back to 2020.
Well, thank you, Neil, and it's always a joy to be with you and to your listeners, and it's a thrill to be able to share with you a little bit of what's happening in Mongolia.
Tell us a little more about Mongolia, because it's not always on our radar and we don't always understand what life is like there. We don't understand just how harsh the conditions are, and we don't know the amazing stories that have been there since just a handful of Christians has grown into a more substantial growing church. Give us your impressions of the nation.
Well, I suppose Mongolia was famous for Genghis Khan and his horses, and there are more horses in Mongolia than there are people. And I don't know the statistics, but it's something around the 80% of the people are nomadic herdsmen. And so they have yaks and they have horses and they have goats and sheep and things like that. And they live a subsistence life. Back in, I think it was 2011, there was a very severe drought. And that just simply means that the farming communities didn't have the opportunity to reserve fodder, like hay and crops and things like that, to get them through winter. Then it was followed by the worst winter, or one of the worst winters they've ever had. And when we talk about winter in Mongolia, you're talking about temperatures that are minus 40 and 50. And the wind factor chills to that is horrendous. And one of the tragedies that's happened just recently again, which I'm sure is going to have impact, in the midst of the freezing cold weather and the snow, there was a flash for about a week or so of warm weather. And what that did was that melts the snow, but then it was a snap of cold weather which creates ice. Now the cattle can't get through the ice to get to any grass that's growing underneath the ice. So that's still to impact. That's just happened in this last winter period. But you're going back to where my involvement came in. It was in that first drought where, and the impact of, you know, anything up to 20 million head of stock died. And that wonderful organization called Samaritan's Purse came on board, and they offered interest-free loans to farmers to be able to purchase cattle or yaks or goats or sheep or whatever it was, and to start over again if they'd lost their breeding stock, which many of them did. But the wonderful thing about Samaritan's Purse was they shared the gospel, and there were people that came to faith in Christ through that. And actually over 30 churches were born out of that. They call them gear churches because that's their portable collapsible house that they pack up and move. And so these gear churches were established, and many of the people are illiterate. Certainly the older generation are illiterate. And so the director of Samaritan's Purse in Australia, George Rodriguez, came to me and said, Al, would you take your Walk Through the Bible cards, which is something that we've created within Australia, would you take them to Mongolian and we'll get them translated into Mongolian? I said, yes, it's easy to say yes to things. And here's the beautiful part of it, Neil, is we needed to raise $10,000 for the printing of those cards. And I put a crowdfunder out there, and in 1 week we had $10,300 given to us. So when God wants something done, he knows how to make it happen. So and we were able to...
Well, Al, special honour to you and your team at Walk Through the Bible, because you've risen to the occasion and there's been an opportunity that's presented itself, and you haven't written off the Mongolians, but you've taken the opportunity and you've used these amazing cards. Give us a little insight here into how these cards work, because you are basically the pioneer of something here, which is really going to be the benefit to all of those Mongolian Christian believers. Give us an insight how this works.
Well, 83% of people within our culture even are oral visual learners. And so what we've done is we've created 40 cards with pictures on it. So you say Genesis, you've got 8 cards. There's creation, the fall, the flood, and the nations, the Tower of Babel. And then you've got the big 4, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So you're laying those pictures down to represent that. For example, Abraham, here's this man, and he's looking up at the stars because God said, that's how many kids you're going to have. One of Isaac, you see Abraham with a baby in his arm because this is the promised child. With Esau and Jacob always hand wrestling, giving that they're always fighting each other to promote themselves. And then, of course, Joseph with his coat of many colors. So you tell the story behind this, because these are people that are used to having stories told to them. They're an oral learning community. And so we just go through the whole of the Old Testament. 40 cards give you that story. Anyone can procure them. They're available on our website, and they're just a powerful tool to teach. So Mongolia, we had it translated into Mongolian. Because it was COVID, I did the training over Zoom, and the Christian leaders went out then and, you know, started to teach these believers the stories within the Bible, because it's the stories that carry the message.
And there's something further development here. You're turning into a children's author, because there's really not much available by way of literature, and especially for children. Give us an idea of this project you're working with.
Well, it's again, if you come back using the idiom that stories carry the message. And I've taken the story of Jonah. We all know the story of Jonah. Go to Nineveh. He says, no, I'm going to Spain. And, of course, the storm, and they throw him out of the boat, and a big fish swallows him and takes him back, dumps him out, and he goes to Nineveh. Now, I've got a very good artist that's part of our church community, Mike Harbour. And I said to Mike, I want some drawings. So he's done these fabulous drawings for me telling this story. But what's happened, and we're publishing that in English. That'll be in, you know, Christian bookstores around Australia fairly soon. It goes to the printers this week. But in Mongolian, it's going to be translated into Mongolian there. And so then they'll print it over there. And, of course, the picture and the stories, and it's there. And at the back of it, we have this sort of follow-up. Okay, let's learn what's the message of Jonah. Remember, Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the big fish. So the Son of Man, as Jesus said, will be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the big, or in the grave. And so it's talking about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And that's the beauty of it. And if they believe Jonah's message, so if we believe Jesus' message, the transformation that came to Nineveh can come to us. It's a simple story. But there are lots and lots of wonderful stories in the Bible that we're going to visually, graphically present and get them out there. Because, I mean, many of these countries, they have no literature for children. And so, therefore, if we don't supply literature for children, well, someone else will. And we don't want that message to be contrary to the gospel.
Well, may this be the first of many children's books that find their way with a Christian gospel message into the hands of those children and those families in Mongolia. Is there any way that listeners to our conversation today can support this project?
Well, they certainly can. Just go to our website, which is the www.walkthrough.org.au. And, you know, we're a faith-based organization. When we have needs, we make it known to the public, and God supplies. And we need partners in all of this. I say Walkthrough consists of 3 people, me, myself, and I. And it's marvelous what you can do, even in your office, with the internet, with Zoom. I teach in countries all over the place through Zoom. And it's exciting, you know. It's the best way to be a retired man. I always say, I'm in ministry and the government pays my salary on the pension.
Hey, let me point listeners to that website once again, walkthrough.org.au. That's walkthrough.org.au. And to get a hold of the cards that Al was talking about, or perhaps even to get behind the project of this new children's book, Jonah, Bubbles and You. And is that going to be published in English and Australian people can access that too? Is that numerous languages? The possibilities, no doubt, are quite significant.
And
because
it's available. It goes to the printers now. It'll probably take about maybe a month and a half before we've got it on available for purchase. I think there'll be about $10 a book. And it's 25 page book in beautiful colour and a great story in it. And I'll certainly let people know when it's available through you, if you like.
It's called Jonah, Bubbles and You. Walkthrough.org.au. Walkthrough, T-H-R-U, walkthrough.org.au. And Al Watson is Managing Director for the organisation Walkthrough the Bible here in Australia. Al, thanks so much for an update today on 2020.
God bless you, Neil, and God bless your listeners. Thank you for the privilege.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.